Hello, folks, and welcome back. This is considerably a follow-on episode from the previous one in this series of getting started navigating a computer with keyboard commands. This focuses specifically on web navigation, because screen readers will access websites in different ways. So it's good to familiarize yourself with the fundamental building blocks of this art, as it were, an art form. That makes it sound so sophisticated. Anyway, my advice would be for you to load up Google in your preferred browser of choice. It doesn't matter whether it's Chrome, Firefox, Edge, or if you're an Internet Explorer user. Bless. So sweet. I'm only going to cover one or two, but it's worth having a read of your relevant screen reader manual for more in-depth specifics. But I'm just going to cover two very specific keystrokes. Well, three, actually, because, well, right, four. I'll spoil you. Let's go with four. Why not? So the first one is the letter H for hotel, for handsome, and for head, as in Nathan has a big head. And this will jump you forward by headings. Now, these keystrokes follow a similar pattern insofar as if you press the keystroke, you'll go forward, but if you hold down Shift and press H, you'll go backwards. So imagine, if you will, that a web page is a list of headings. Pressing H will take you down that list. Pressing Shift H will take you back up the list. Now, the reason that I mentioned it's probably best to open Google at this point is because you get a bit of practice in here. As if you were to type into your address bar something like Nathan Tech, for example, fantastic thing to Google, if you ask me, you could then use your H keystroke to navigate through Google, through the search results that have cropped up, and any videos or, as it may happen, tutorials that are available from Nathan Tech. Or if you don't want to use Google, another fantastic example that has some fantastic headings, must say, best looking headings I've ever seen on the market, is of course the Nathan Tech website. But then I would say that. So that's H for heading. Now, quick side note regarding headings. Headings come in levels. You might be familiar with this from Cited Kingdom, as it were. The different levels of headings are different sizes. So heading level 1 is the biggest. Heading level 2 is smaller. Heading level 3 is smaller still, and so on and so forth. You can jump to a specific level of heading. So if you have a level 1 heading and then below that a level 2 heading, you can jump straight to the level 2 heading by pressing the number 2 on your keyboard. Similarly, holding down Shift and the number 2 will take you backwards. Useful to know for headings. Consider that a bit of a bonus. Next up, I want to cover the letter E for echo or edit box. And, well, that's what it says on the tin. Jumps you to an edit box. Functions very similarly to headings. Now, very important note about edit boxes as they attain to screen readers and the hair pulling of sighted individuals. Because of the fact that obviously as a screen reader user, you're using the H, E, and a series of other letters and numbers to navigate through this web page, you might be wondering, well, how do I type into a text box? And once I'm done typing into said text box, how do I get out of it? That's where this becomes vitally important. So you focus a text box, first of all, either using your arrow keys or by pressing E until you're focused on that edit box. Then you press the Enter key. Your screen reader will make a sound. With JAWS, it's like a popping sound. With NVDA, it makes a nice little kind of like a beep sound. If I'm not mistaken, though, these sounds can actually be customized, so don't take my word as gospel, please. In any case, it will make a sound. That sound indicates that you can begin typing, and it will enter your text into the text box. Screen readers tend to get a bit funny about clicking into text boxes. So yeah, it's worth, if you have got sighted assistance for whatever reason, it's worth just mentioning, if you do have a screen reader running, just saying, you know, you might need to press enter on that text box before it actually lets you type in it. Get off my keyboard. I know how to do this. I'm smart. Once you're done typing, press the escape key, that's the top left on the keyboard, to come out of that box, and it will make another pop sound for JAWS and another beep sound for NVDA, and that lets you know you're back to your usual navigation of H for heading, E for edit box. And that takes us on to the next one, B for button. Does what it says on the tin, really, jumps you through buttons. So that's H for heading, E for edit box, and B for button. And to be honest, they are the three that I use most often. There's a lot more, like I say, vary a little bit between JAWS and NVDA, so don't take it as gospel that if one uses, for example, G for graphics, for example, don't take it as rope that the other one will, because I've been caught out by that myself. However, one thing that the screen readers do have in common is the F7 keystroke. Specifically, you hold down NVDA and press F7, or you hold down JAWS and press F7. This brings up what I can only describe as a quick navigation list, for lack of a better word. It's basically, you can customize what it shows, whether it's headings, links, form fields, I believe. It varies a little bit. I'll be honest and say I don't use it too often, but I've heard great things about it, and that brings up a list of headings or links or whatever that you can just arrow through rather than navigating down the page. Another technique for navigating on web pages through important elements is by using your tab and shift tab keystrokes. Now, again, don't use it personally, but I have heard it has great success for those who do. So the way you navigate a web page is truly up to you, but if in doubt, the heading keystroke, that's H, is always the first port of call for an unfamiliar website. That pretty much concludes as much as I want to dive into the web commands, because any further than that and you're going to start getting key sort of keyboard conflicts. NVDA has this and JAWS has this, and I don't want to confuse things too much. But those fundamental keystrokes, H, E, and B, and the NVDA plus F7 or JAWS plus F7, are really, that's what you're going to be using the most, I should think. That concludes this episode, but hopefully I'll see you in the next one, where I'm going to talk about a few extra tips, both screen reader and non-screen reader related, that might help speed things up a little bit for you. Thanks for listening. This is Nathan Smith of Nathan Tech.